Welcome to Index Podcast, where we uncover exciting interior design stories from renowned figures of our industry. I'm your host, Shuchita Gupta, Senior Conference Manager for Index, the show that transforms spaces with design, product and technology, coming to you this May. I'd like to introduce Laura Lee, the interior designer with DLR Group. Welcome, Laura. How are you doing?
Hi, thank you so much. I'm good. How about you?
Quite well, thank you. I'm actually quite intrigued to learn more about you. For everyone who does not know, Laura is the wonderful Young Designer of the Year with Index in 2022 and with CID as well, I believe.
Yeah, that's right.
So please tell us a little about yourself, your childhood, background, your education.
I'm born in Colombia, in Cartagena, a little port city in the Caribbean coast. I lived there for 10 years before my family and I, we moved to Mexico. I've lived also in Nicaragua before I then moved to Europe for my studies. I'm the eldest daughter of three. My dad, he's a civil engineer. My mom, she's a fashion designer / architect.
Wow.
What else can I tell you?
I'm quite interested. Fashion designer and architect.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Wow. So you come from the background. You belong to the family.
Yeah, let's say I was kind of bred in that environment. Yeah.
Fantastic. So tell us about your journey to success, as I would like to call it.
Like I said, I moved to Europe to study. Well, I first started studying architecture, actually. I did architecture for about 2 years and a half before I moved actually to interiors. And then I moved to Italy to pursue my studies in interior design, where I did my bachelor's and master's. And I think that's where it all started.
And what was it that led your journey all the way to Dubai?
I think, you know, just things just happened. When I was studying in Europe, I ended up doing an internship, a summer internship in Portugal, and some of the projects that the company was working on were here in Dubai. Mm-hmm. So I think that's kind of where, you know, Dubai somehow appeared and like started to be something that I knew about or that was in my head. And then, you know, just kind of like through some contacts, my dad was around the time I was graduating from my master's, he was in business with someone that had some contacts in the region. And then through him, I got to, you know, meet some people here, do some interviews. And this is how I ended up here. I came for some interviews. I landed my first internship. And then that internship turned into my first job.
Wow. Speaking of internships, I actually have something quite interesting to understand from you.
Okay.
How important do you think internships are to get a foot into the design industry? Should more young designers look at this approach? Because people look at internships in two different ways. Some look at it as a great opportunity, a stepping stone, but some of them feel like it might not be the best thing for them and they just look for full time. So what do you think and how do you balance it out?
You know, I don't think internships are, I get what you're saying. I think they can be a really good thing. I mean, if anything, university programs nowadays, they have internships as part of their curriculum. Yeah. You know, kids, they have to do a semester at least doing an internship. So I think they're a good thing. I mean, this is how I started. But there's also that, you know, we should not let that be the reason why, let's say, you know, so some companies abuse from that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's either they do unpaid or, you know, they just keep extending and extending. And it's not about that, you know, internship. At the end of the day, you are doing a job. So I don't see them as a bad thing. Obviously, you know, if you are remunerated, it's great. If you're not and you have the chance to, you know, be supported for a few months while you're doing that, that's also fine. I think
as long as it's not misused and, you know, exactly. The employer is pretty fair on how they deal with it.
And it's case to case, you know, like, again, if you are being supported and you can afford to do that for a few months, great. But if you're not, it's also understandable. And I think companies have to understand that.
Absolutely. At such a young age, Laura, because, you know, this is something that this industry is really talking about now, young designers, and how do you really empower them? And I just want to understand, at such a young age, you've achieved so much, and that is amazing. Congratulations for that.
Thank you.
Through diverse projects, and what really influences your designs? What really helps you make something unique?
You know, I would say it's a bit of everything. It's my background. It's, you know, where I grew up, where I've traveled. You know, I can say the laid back kind of chill lifestyle from the Caribbean. It's the colors in these cities. I don't know if you're familiar with, let's say, Cartagena or even Mexico, how it is, but it's like such vibrant places. I think it's all of that. It's also, you know, like traveling nowadays, discovering different places, meeting different people, learning new perspectives, even watching a movie. And, you know, there's such like great set design and costumes and all of that. So I think all of that influences.
And you've really adapted very well to it, indeed, I must say. What do you think you're most proud of in your career span, despite doing all these diverse projects at this age and achieving, you know, all the great things you have, especially in 2022? I think it was your year. 2022 was like Laura Lee's year.
Yeah, apparently.
But what do you think you are most proud of when you look back at, you know, your entire education, your first internship, your first job, moving to Dubai, working with, you know, various companies? What is it that you're most proud of?
You know, it's not just one thing. I think, yeah, I cannot attribute that to just one thing or one moment. I think it's everything that has gotten me where I am today, like the full trajectory. It's, you know, working on a variety of projects, working with different people, having great mentors and colleagues and, you know, mentors and, you know, people in the industry that believed in me. And that's also part of why 2022 was my year, I guess.
And that was a fantastic year indeed.
Yeah.
Laura, I think it would be quite exciting to understand a few of the projects you worked on. If you can just talk to us and walk us through what were they like, what were the challenges, what were the end results, what was fantastic. Just a small brief on what your project's journey has been like.
So I've actually, you know, had the opportunity to work on a wide variety of projects. I think my very first project was a clubhouse. So you know, a little gym with a cafe and some massage rooms and stuff like that. But I've worked on, I mean, since then I've worked on branded residences, vacation homes in Europe. I've had the opportunity to work on a super yacht, which, you know, never thought I would. Quite interesting. Some restaurants in Switzerland, offices. I've worked, well, I'm sure you know about Jubail. I've worked on Jubail with DLR, which is, you know, a big master plan. So I've worked on the residential buildings from Jubail, community center, gym as well. So few bits and pieces from that project. And I'm currently working on hotels, which is really exciting, working with big brands, Hyatt and Hilton. And I think so far that's my favorite, or maybe that's it's because that's what I'm doing right now. But, you know, hospitality is quite fun. It's challenging, but it's really fun. There's that mix or, like, balance between being creative and, you know, using that creativity, but also there's a lot of standards to follow because it's, you know, these brands come with a lot of standards. So it's finding that balance between pushing the boundaries, but also sticking to what those standards are that you have to follow. So yeah.
I was actually just about to ask you which is your favorite sector to work in, but clearly we have a winner in hospitality over here.
Yeah, I think hospitality is fun. You know, you get to do, well, the guest rooms, you get to do the gym, you get to do spas, you get to do F&B. So you kind of get to do a little bit of everything within the hospitality project. So yeah, I think that's why I would say that's kind of my favorite.
We are very excited to see what these projects look like. I'll take more details from you off air.
Will do.
You have been with DLR Group now for quite some time, I believe. Mm-hmm. And a wonderful question that always comes to my mind, and I really want to understand this from a young designer's perspective.
Okay.
What is the importance of work culture and retention to you? And I think it would be more like you representing the young minds. Are young designers more inclined towards the culture, the environment, or you think it's actually all about the money? What is it that you would rather chase or look for when, you know, you choose a company you want to work with?
Well, you know, it's definitely culture is important. It's a bit of a tricky question because...
Caught you there.
Yeah. We need money, right? We cannot pretend that we don't need money, and it's all about how
everything
you feel and, you know, whatever. But culture is definitely so important. The environment is so important. We spend a third of our days at work, one third we're sleeping, and the other third we're just, you know, either getting ready to go to work or just
relaxing after work.
Yeah, if you can say that, or cooking, because, you know, we have to eat and so many things. So actually work becomes a really big part of our day, if not the biggest part of our day. So it is important that you're surrounded by people that you're happy to be around. So, I would say, I mean, I would, everyone has different priorities. If ideally you have both, you have great culture and you earn a good, like a decent amount of money that allows you to do what you want to do. But I would personally not trade culture for anything else.
I kind of align with you on this, having worked myself, you know, across a few years, few industries. Culture is really important, and nothing is possible without money, of course. But with a lot of money and no culture as well, I think that's a decline right there.
Exactly. Like at what cost, you know?
Exactly. Okay. You spoke a lot about traveling, and I think you're an avid traveler. So I just want to ask you a question on your favorite country to travel and why is it? A country where you feel like you belong in a certain way and you just would love to go back to whenever given the chance.
That's definitely a hard question. Living in Dubai, which is such an a cosmopolitan place, but also being Colombian and having lived in Mexico and having lived in Spain and in Italy, it's hard to just say this one place. You know, I would say Colombia because it's my home country, but then I also love going to Mexico because, you know, I love their food and I love their, like, just the vibrancy of the place. Italy, I mean, there's nothing like Italian food and there's nothing like art and everything. So, yeah, I don't know. It's a bit, I can't just pick one place. I would say all of them.
all of them have contributed in a significant way in your life, of course.
Yeah.
I'm sure many young aspiring designers are going to be very inspired by you and the journey that you've had. What pieces of advice can you give them that, you know, they can, that will really help them make it into the field of interior design, or just any suggestions that you think would be so helpful to them at this point?
I think the most important advice I would say, and it's on the topic that we just, you know, discussed, it's about the culture and it's about surrounding yourself with the right people. Environment, it shapes us. And it helps makes us who we are. And like I said before, we're at work most of our days. So if you're not surrounding by people that inspire you, that teach you, that humble you, that you can learn from, and of course they also learn from you, then, you know, I think that's the most important thing. And just, you know, believing you. And if what you want to do is become an interior designer, you know, go for it.
Take that risk,
yeah. I mean, like I was telling you before, I studied architecture at first because I've always, that's what I knew, architecture. Like I told you, my mom, she initially studied fashion design, and then she studied architecture when I was maybe like 7 years old or something, so I was already aware of what was happening around me. So this is how architecture for me was the thing that I wanted to do. But as I grew up, I realized that it wasn't really that. It was mostly interior design. But in Latin America, interior design is not really a thing. Interior design is just like picking paint colors and like,
oh my God,
cushions, I guess. At least that's how it used to be perceived. So my dad being, you know, civil engineer, very pragmatic, pragmatic, I would say is the word. He was like, no, you have to study architecture. Studying interior design makes no sense. So this is how I went to study architecture for 2.5 years. And I wouldn't say that it was a waste of time because, you know,
it did
forge a lot, and, you know, everything happens for a reason. So I wouldn't say I regret that, but it was definitely a learning experience for not just for me, but also for him. And then eventually I went to study interior design, so, you know, which I could have done from the beginning. So just if you want to be an interior designer, be an interior designer, and it's not just picking paint colors and cushion fabrics, trust me.
I love it. I think every interior designer who's going to be listening to this is going to clap at this point saying, finally, someone said it.
Saying it, but they don't keep believing us.
Well, thank you so much, Laura. Thank you for joining us and sharing such wonderful insights. It's so inspiring to hear the younger generation being more empowered, you know, coming out there more, showcasing their wonderful work like yourself. And I cannot wait to see more and more of what you do. Keep inspiring, I think.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me here.
Thank you.